As Dathomir's sun rose, the camp began its preparations for the day's activities. Groups of men and groups of women, seldom mixed, moved out into the grassy fields surrounding the lake, hammering marker stakes into the ground, flattening grasses along race courses, situating targets, corralling sturdy green and yellow lizards. Firin Nulna, trainer of rancors for the Raining Leaves, perhaps having lost a bet or finding herself in line for minor punishment, came to join the offworlders at their campfire.
"I am to answer questions, if you have any."
Her tone was disinterested. Clearly it was a duty she did not relish. Ben exchanged a glance with Han and shrugged.
"Sure. What sorts of competitions are you having?"
"Many. Foot races, riding lizard races, rancor races, speeder bike races for those who have them, shooting competitions with pistol and rifle, accuracy with spear, wrestling, boating, swimming, riddling."
"Riddles?"
Ben couldn't keep surprise and even a little scorn out of his voice.
"You have a competition for telling riddles?"
Firin nodded.
"Of course."
Ben held out his two hands about a third of a meter apart.
"What's this big, weighs 40 kilos and eats people?"
Dion, leaning against the cargo speeder and watching the preparations in the fields, shook his head without turning. "That's not how it's done. Among the Dathomiri and among most people with an oral history tradition, riddles take a very different form. Yours would go something like, 'I am less the length of a man's arm, yet my weight would cause a grown man to stagger should he carry me a full day. And when that day is done, it is a grown man I will have for my meal.'"
"That's a lot more involved than the way I asked it."
Firin nodded.
"Yet it is more dignified. Less like a child's game when it is phrased as Dion did."
She looked restless, uncomfortable. Finally, she added,
"What is so long, weighs 40 kilograms and eats people?"
Ben gave her a look that was all innocence.
"An Ewok in a lunchbox."
Han snickered. Dion turned to give Ben an exasperated look. "You see, that's not funny, because there's no local context. There are no Ewoks on Dathomir, and no lunchboxes except at the spaceport."
"It could be adapted."
Firin frowned, considering.
"Perhaps a Kolef lizard in a wineskin."
"Loosen up, Dion."
Han stretched, his joints popping.
"It was funny."
Dion shook his head. "You won't win any of the competitions with that attitude." Han looked startled.
"Win? We're not competing."
"In fact, you are," Firin said. "You must compete. The adults among you, anyway, if you are to hold the respect of the clan members."
A slow grin spread across Han's face.
"Well, now that's a different story."
Firin nodded.
"First, of course, you must declare which of the divisions you will compete in."
"Men and women, I assume?"
Leia, adjusting the top layer of her Jedi robes, sounded only so interested. But Ben wasn't fooled.
"No."
Firin shook her head.
"Women and men compete against each other. The divisions are those with the arts and those without the arts."
"Force users and non-users?"
Ben looked out over the field again. Sure enough, where competitors were gathering, every group had both men and women, but seemed to be dominated by one gender or the other, rather than having an even mix. He guessed that the groups with more women were the Force users, and those with more men, the non-users.
"As you would say it, yes. It must be this way, for in competitions between those with the arts and those without, those with the arts almost always win."
Firin gestured, not toward the fields, but toward a bare patch of lakeside beach, where wood for a large fire was being placed.
"There is where the riddling and other competitions will take place. Those are among the few where those with arts and those without can compete with each other."
"It seems very well thought out." Luke, sitting cross-legged on the speeder hood, was doing some final adjustments on the hilt of his lightsaber. "I suppose there would especially be a lot of talk if I don't compete."
"Oh, yes."
Firin sounded sure.
"All will wonder if you have grown feeble, or if you merely scorn our traditions."
"Guess I'd better compete then, so they'll know neither is true." Luke gave his brother-in-law a look.
"You too, Han."
But I am feeble.
Leia snorted.
Right. You mean lazy.
Han looked at Fearon, an appeal for help.
Tell me that there's a wine tasting competition.
No.
Solving navigation problems?
No.
Bragging?
Fearon sighed. She turned away and headed back toward the raining leaves encampment.